I've already told you one little story about football pools, and really, winning them can be a mixed blessing. Now, here is another little story of a family who won quite a lot of money, and it's called If I'd Only Put an X Instead of One. Now, it's very, very difficult for working blokes like me, one ain't been educated at posh schools, to make a bit of dough, unless they has a go, at that institution, what they calls the pools. Now, I've done mine each week regular-like, with X's, 2's and 1's, because after all, you never know your luck. And I thought I got them licked, because last week I nearly clicked. But I'll tell you how it was I come unstuck. If I'd only put an X instead of 1, I'd be richer by 10,000 quid or more. Yeah, I could have bought a car and some nylons for me ma. Well, lots of things that I've been saving for. To be so near and yet so far, it don't half seem a pity. If only Crystal Palace could have drawn with Norwich City. And if Everton had lost at home, then I'd be sitting pretty. If I'd only put an X instead of 1. Yeah, and I've done me coupons every week for 10 whole years or more, and not a blinking sausage have I won. Till a missus is now, Joe, why not let me have a go, cause I couldn't do no worse than what you've done. What, let you have a go, I says, why, you ain't studied form. You don't even know what league the teams is in. She says, I don't care a jot, but I mean to have a shot if I have to pick the winners with a pin, the silly cat. And she goes and puts some 2's and then a 1. All haphazard-like and contrary to form, she puts Tottenham to win, then she tells him with a grin, well, they must be good, because that's where Dad was born. Well, after a remark like that, I should have just ignored her. But when she said, have you a stamp? I really could have floored her. And on top of that, I had to buy the blinking postal order. And she's been and put an X instead of 1. Well, I puts the coupons in the post like what I always do. Till Saturday, I didn't give a thought. Then a quarter after 6, before we went off to the flicks, I switches on the wireless for the sport. The announcer bloke is saying, the league, Division 1. So I grabs a pencil and the Evening Mail. Then I checks up on the score like I've always done before. Then I comes all over queer and goes quite pale. Of course, although she'd put an X instead of 1. My old gal had done what I could never do. With a method calm and cool, she'd been and scooped the pool with me blinking stamp and postal order too. So it only goes to show you that where ignorance is, bliss is. Don't study form, it ain't no good, just leave it to the missus. She'll make a better job of it with 1's and 2's and kisses, even though she puts an X instead of 1. Well, in due course we gets the cash, £10,000 or more, but I can't say that I'm any better off. I've got a motor car and some nylons for me ma, and I'm living like a plutocratic toff. But are we happy? Ask the wife. She'll tell you that we ain't. Because it ain't all beer and skittles being posh to be a wealthy guy with a collar and a tie and have to take your shirt off when you wash. How I wish she'd put a 1 instead of X. Well, now we got the dough, we don't know what to do. We had a bit of fun putting X and 2 and 1. Now, there's nothing left for looking forward to. So I'm going to give the money up, present it to the nation. And football pools again will be our weekly relaxation. Because the missus wants to try her hand at permutation. And I hope she puts an X instead of 1. Good luck to her.